This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had this ongoing element of the show that's been kind of fun where we've talked about what the little voice in the back of our head is saying at times. Like right before week one, if you remember, we had these little voices that were going, what if they're actually good? What if Jaden Daniels is awesome? Before the Bengals game, my thought was the Heisman Trophy winner last year at LSU, every time he played a big night game, all he did was ball out. What if he just has this incredible game and they beat Cincinnati?
What if that's the thing?
What is the little voice in the back of your head saying now? As you're starting to believe they're good, they're going to pummel the Panthers, is it trying to talk you down a bit and calm you down and say, come on, this is a letdown spot. It's going to be an ugly win or it's going to be a close game. Maybe they'll lose. Or are you all systems go? Because I don't remember feeling this confident myself and just touching the people. I don't remember this much certainty that Washington was going to win a game in years and years and years.
What I'm hoping is the little voice, that's what we're calling it, because you know it. The little voice used to be the positive voice, right, where you know what was going to happen, but it was like, and it was British for some reason.
Maybe father for true, they could pull off upsets. Even though they're big underdogs, maybe they could come through and make you happy one time.
You know, for so many years, that was the little voice. Now the little voice has been kind of annexed to the
British boy?
Yeah, to the kids' table. The little voice is at the kids' table, but it's still in the room. I want to banish him altogether. But now the little voice is saying, they haven't beat anybody any good. They just haven't. They've played two good teams, and they've lost both games. One non-competitive, the other, they weren't really a danger to win. They beat a couple of teams, eked out wins against the Giants and the Bengals, even though those performances were fun. Beat a couple dysfunctional teams that didn't know which way was up.
Do you buy what the little voice is selling?
I can hear it. So I if I have to pick, I'm not agreeing with the little voice, but he's still in the room.
They beat the Giants by three. If not for the injured kicker, Graham Gano opening kickoff, maybe
you
lose.
Don't.
The Bengals felt like a really good win at the time, except that subsequently the Bengals have lost to the Ravens. They've won two out of three, but they barely beat Carolina, and then they barely beat the Giants. To say they haven't really gotten their act together, I think, is an understatement still, right? I mean, it's not like the Bengals are really good. They're 2-4, and they took the Ravens to overtime, which was a really quality performance, but two wins in their last three, they could have lost to Carolina or New York, like two of the worst teams in the league.
And again, Washington, one of the most reliable kickers in the sport, misses a kick he makes 1,000 times out of 1,000, changes the way they have to go for two after each touchdown, even though I probably wouldn't, but that's just a side point. And that's the five-point difference in the game, is two failed two-point conversions and a missed field goal. They gave up a whole bunch of points in that game. So my point is, the Arizona win, that stands, because Arizona's bad and they killed them.
Okay, but everyone says they're bad, and maybe they are, I don't know. Their record's bad, they're 2-4. Arizona beat San Francisco.
They did.
Arizona didn't just beat the Rams, they crushed the Rams. How bad are they? I know they beat the Bills, but they had them on the ropes. They should have beaten them. They collapsed in week one. The Washington game is quite literally what we're talking about, where the Commanders just pummeled them. But they hung with Detroit, neck and neck until the final minutes. Really, the only other game they've been blown out in
was at
Green Bay. And they're a different team in the 1 o'clock time zone pretty clearly. But I can't say the Cardinals are terrible when they have wins over the 49ers and a 30-point blowout win over the Rams under their belt.
You may be right. So the little voice is saying, that's their best one, where they had some weird game plan where they were like, we're going to keep Kyler Murray in the pocket today. Thank you for doing that, by the way. Please do it again if we match up in the future. But they beat a dysfunctional Cleveland team. You know what I mean? The little voice is going, this is prime letdown stuff because they haven't, the four games were awesome, but are you sure they're not just four games where they played well?
We probably should have workshopped this before the segment, but little show meeting on air. Darius, I want Randy Orton's walkout song. I hear voices in my head. You know that song? And we could play that before each person tells us what the little voice is saying in the back of their head as a Commanders fan. So can you define, though, the little voice? Is it a negative voice?
It is now. Usually, it used to be the positive one.
So it is basically the contrarian voice.
Yes.
Like, when we were all sure this team at best would win seven games, the little voice was saying,
they might do it.
But what if they win 11?
What if they win in spite of Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen and Ron Rivera and Marty and Marty and the other Marty and all the Martys? What if they win?
And now that we all think they're pretty good,
mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels is the real deal, that little voice is saying, what if they catch up to the offense? What if they figure out what Cliff Kingsbury's doing?
Uh-huh. So I'm out here puffing my chest.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. I go, they should be one of the biggest overdogs of the weekend. They should beat the pants off of Carolina. But the little voice has a seat. The little voice is at the table.
800-636-1067. I guess to me, and I don't buy the little voice, but the little voice is saying they are due for a regression. The little voice is saying they have not had a bad luck game yet. The botched snap that gets kicked into the linebacker's stomach, and now it's first and 10 at the 19-yard line for Carolina. They haven't had the kickoff return that's fumbled to start the second half in a tie game, and the Panthers are set up. They haven't had a game where, you know, they have three or four dropped passes and a ball just goes off of someone's hand. And after enough time, eventually, what you realize is good teams don't really have that happen. I expect those things, and I keep waiting on that game because I've seen it for my entire life because this team's never been good. But it doesn't have to be like that. Patriots fans don't have those games mm-hmm. during their 10-year run or whatever, their 15-year run. And so I keep going, that game's got to be coming. Not if they're good, maybe. Maybe they don't have that game. But that is what the little voice in the back of my head is saying, is they're due for a stinker. Because even in their losses... Well, I should say their loss to Baltimore. Since week one, so you're going on now almost 2 months, they have not really had a dud. Feels like maybe they're due. That's what the voice is saying. You got the song? Randy Orton coming out from gorilla position? Let's do this. Are you familiar with this, Danny?
No. What, give me a time period.
Current?
Oh, this is like right now?
The last 25 years.
Because
it's a silly song. Play it again. Listen to the first lyric. It's perfect for this. Just grab that part for the calls. Ready? The opening lyric is that he hears voices in his head. He's supposed to be like this weirdo, I don't know, like Venom Snake.
Is he doing like a Mankind bit? Like where he's a weirdo?
No, he's a little bit strange, but he more just RKOs people. I don't know. I know just enough about wrestling always to like give you a little bit, but nothing.
Yeah, and I have follow-ups, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Is it as weird? Give me this one more. Spectre of Witness.
He wears a Speedo and knee pads and nothing else.
Okay. On the, like, Al Snow was the weirdest.
No, he's not that.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like, how close do we get?
It's like, he's a troubled man. You don't know what's going on in that brain.
Okay.
It's Randy Orton. What is he up to? He's sadistic, you know? He wants to beat everyone up. And then he comes out, and he, like, looks around confused. He's always like, and he's so confused because...
He's very confused.
He hears voices in his head. I mean, that pops the crowd hard every time.
Is he going to get a pop?
Every time
Randy Orton does
the crowd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.